back to Nobody Really Cares, where we discuss all the stuff nobody really cares about. Today we have Erin Grishay joining us. Erin, I am so happy you're here.
Hello, hello. Me as well.
And then, of course, I can't forget our other lovely co-host of the day, Angie Carcisi. Angie, how are you been? How have you been?
I have been great. So happy to be here for another episode.
How you been?
I know. I was going to say, whatever. We're not going to restart. We're going to keep the train rolling.
Yeah.
And of course, last but not least,
who are you?
I know, the one who can't speak right. My name is McLean. And as always, I just kind of jump right into the topics for today. So there was a trend on TikTok not too long ago where girlfriends, daughters, spouses, or sisters were asking their boyfriends, fathers, husbands, or brothers how often they think about the Roman Empire. And apparently, the men in our lives are thinking about gladiators much more often than we all assumed. Because I personally never think about the Roman Empire. I do, however, have a Roman Empire of my own. And I was wondering what your guys' Roman Empire is. What do you think about often?
Okay, I have one. When the Roman Empire trend was like going around, I was like, what's my Roman Empire? And then I was like, oh my God. Okay, my Roman Empire is Dance Moms. I am so obsessed with that show because it came out like when I was in elementary school because it started in 2010. And at the time, I was in dance classes. So my mom was like, oh, Angie, you'd probably like the show, right? So then we would watch it together like every single week. Like it was like an appointment. And ever since then, I was just like obsessed with it. Like I followed all these fan accounts on Instagram. My claim to fame, this is how I got my start in doing all
did
of my...
Did you have a fan account?
Oh, I did.
I had one too.
I had it for a brief time. I don't remember much about it, but I definitely did have one.
I love that.
I still have it. No idea what the username was or what I posted, but I know for a fact that I had one. But when I was in elementary school, I decided that it would be a wonderful idea to make my very own episode of Dance Moms and do like a recreation. It was 45 minutes long.
Oh my God.
I was director, producer, editor. I was the entire cast. It was a full one-woman show. I was Abby Miller. I literally videotaped myself dancing. I went into my mom's room, and that was where I did the interviews. Like,
oh, I love that you
was
had a separate interview.
Obsessed. There were costume changes. Unfortunately, no, it does no longer exist because it was on the iPad that my sister and I had when we were little, and I had to delete it because it took up the entire store.
It
was 45 minutes long, and it was like 2012, so the iPad had like no storage. But ever since then, I've been like so into Dance Moms. I don't like the later seasons. I never really even like watched them. But honestly, I've seen so many clips of them that like I know who most people are, and I've seen a lot of clips of the show. But they are having a reunion, which I just found out about, so that's going to be really exciting. But yeah, I've always just been like so like obsessed with it, and like all the girls and everything, I still follow what they're doing today. So
were you team Chloe or Maddie?
I like them both. So I know they made up that whole like rivalry.
Was it made up?
Because they wanted, they wanted it like for the show. How they did it when they like started writing the show is they assigned everyone like a role. So they only show like specific things or clips to like have that person like portray that role. So like Maddie was supposed to be, you know, the winner, the perfect one. Chloe was supposed to be always coming in second. Brooke
reality
was supposed to
TV
be
show
like
so fake.
Yeah,
the moody teenager.
I don't like how they manipulated like kids because like Maddie, obviously she's so talented, but they just paint her as like this bratty little kid.
They made her say a lot of things.
Friends against each other. I also don't like how later on Abby was like, I never wanted Chloe to win, but she won all the time. That was crappy as their like teacher. Yeah. That's all I have to say. But
yeah, she was very mean, and I do not like a lot of things that she said. And I just think about a lot how like all of their lives like completely changed after that show because they were just like random girls like in competitive dance in Pennsylvania. And now, like, especially, like, Maddie is now, like, acting in all these movies and doing all this other stuff.
But didn't Abby Lee Miller, she was like, breed is the wrong word, but, like, she trains all these people to be stars. So, really, she kind of succeeded.
Them.
Yeah, she's like, I have people on Broadway. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, can I just say, not to deviate from your Dance Moms tangent, which I love.
No.
But I love how this is coming out, how us media majors got our start, because I also did have a fan account. And I also vividly remember making a stop motion animation on my old little camera, which is so weird. But yeah.
I made one on my DS, my 3D DS. That's how I got my start.
Nice. Mine was a little goat stuffed animal and a Barbie beetle bug. And I made him get in the car and he drove around and it was like photo by photo. And then when you, I'm like, why? When did I have the patience for that? But yeah.
I did a whole play with my stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could talk about Dance Moms for this entire like thing. I know, like, I would follow like all these like fact accounts and all these like hidden, like, not hidden unknown facts or whatever. So I just have so much Dance Moms lore that I can talk about forever. So that is definitely my Roman Empire, because it combined like my interest of dance and also my interest of like TV, and also all the girls are like right around our age. So like,
yeah,
it was just perfect.
I love that, but then I'm also like, wow, these people younger than me are more successful than I may ever be.
No, and that makes me feel a little bad.
That's okay.
We're here.
What are you doing?
We're doing
this.
We're doing this. We figured this out.
Anyway, if I may.
Yeah, what's yours?
I also, for a while, was like, what's my Roman Empire? Because there's so many things I could think about all the time. A whole portion of my brain is dedicated to Harry Styles, so you'd think like that would be it. No, I saw someone post it, and I was like, this. This was like all young Aaron would think about for a good amount of time. Meryl Davis and Maxim Shmerkovsky on Dancing with the Stars. Meryl and Max, that duo. So, do either of you, have you watched Dancing with the Stars?
I've watched it,
yes.
But I don't know who these people are.
I used to be obsessed with the show growing up. I had crushes on multiple of the pro dancers. Theracop, Val, you know, name it. Yeah. Anyway.
Did you see though? Okay, interruption. They're doing a Taylor Swift.
They did a Taylor Swift night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you see it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't see it because now I don't watch, because I don't have the time to like watch. I don't shows. Sit down and continually watch shows. But I wanted to be on it so bad. I was also a dancer growing up, but I was like, if only I was in ballroom, I could be on Dancing with the Stars. But then I was like, oh, I want to be famous enough, but not so famous that I could be on Dancing with the Stars. Like, still to this day, I know I'll never be on it, but I feel like everyone, like, if you watch it, you just want to be on it so bad. Casting, if you're listening, please cast me and put me with Val. I would die happy.
I feel like, though, they're getting more and more, like, non-conventional celebrities. Yeah. Where it's like, why would you put this person on it?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who they
I
did, like,
know.
One-hit wonders. Like,
yeah, I saw this TikTok where it was, like, it turned from Dancing with the Stars to Dancing with People You Might Know, maybe.
I saw that. You might know, baby. Yeah, I mean, people are probably just hard to get booked. Anyway, Meryl Davis and she was a, like, U.S., Team USA ice skater, like, figure skater. And her and her partner, Charlie, they had just been in the Olympics, I think. And they both were put on the show, so they were going against each other. And that was, like, this whole thing. Some people I could see now in my grown-up mind that could be, like, publicity. They push relationships on the show, whatever. To young me, and still kind of now, I just want to know what happens, because they were in love. In my eyes, they were going to get married. They were so cute. Max is this giant, like, I think they're Russian. This giant Russian man with an accent. Sorry if I'm wrong, but he has like this thick, he has like the dark set face, like the, like, such the most intimidating man you could think of. And then she's like this itty bitty little figure skater woman who's adorable. She has like this quiet little voice and she's so cute. And she just like brought him like so, like, it was like Grumpy and Sunshine trope. Like, it was so cute. And they got to a point where they were like, everyone's like, these people are in love. And he was like, and there were all these things, and he's like, whatever relationship we have going here, I want to continue it well after the show. And people were like, they are gonna get married. And one time he was like, I want to, maybe not PG, but he's like, I want to put my big Russian babies in her, or something like that. Something like that, but like in a wholesome way. I don't know how it was said, but there was something about them having children together. And still to this day, I will watch their dances. They were so good. I'm pretty sure she won. They were just, and it was his last season, and he finally won. And then like he retired from the show, and a few years later he married his co, like, pro dancer, Peta Murgatroyd, I think. Peta Murgatroyd. Who like love her as well. But I was like, what happened? And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe it was just a PR thing. But I still to this day am like, you know what happened? Something happened there. I want to know. I want to know. And my mom was also convinced her ice skating partner was, like, secretly in love with her. And she's like, oh, poor Charlie, which I get. But, like, he seemed fine. I don't know. That's mine, and I love them so much, and I just want to know. That's like, to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. Well, we might think about our Roman empires often, but there are other things I think about just as frequently, honestly, if not more. And for me, that topic is my bucket list. I mean, both of you know that I have a very long bucket list. It is 320 items on it. I have completed about 30 of them, and I'm currently working on completing 7 of them. But I still have 270 more to go. And honestly, I'll admit, because I have so many items to check off on my list, some of them are kind of obscure, and I'm sure you guys have some uncommon things on your bucket list as well. So tell me, what are some odd things on your bucket list that others might not have, but what do you want to complete before you quote-unquote kick the bucket?
Since you're so passionate about this topic, would you like to go first?
I would love to go
first.
Take
it away.
I would love to go first. Okay, one, I would love to learn how to roller skate.
You don't know how to roller skate?
I don't either.
I learned when I was in, like, elementary school.
We did it in grade school.
In fifth grade, we all learned how to rollerblade, and it was so fun. And, like, I can go to, like, the roller rink with my sister and my dad. First of all, my dad is phenomenal on roller skates. He was, like, a teenager in the 80s, you know, so he was popping around on rollerblades. He can backward skate.
But you're going to say he can do a back bend. No. I was like, huh?
But I'm, like, struggling to, like, even do the whole, like, you know when you, like, roller skate, you're supposed to go in, like, a V formation?
Whatever. Are you talking about rollerblading or skating? Because there's a difference.
I know there's...
Because I was going to say skating's harder with the four wheels.
I can't do the four wheels.
But the straight line...
But, so I want to learn how to rollerblade because my father is really, really good at it, and I would like to know his ways. And also, I think it's just, like, a fun thing for exercise.
Yes.
I want to tear it up on the dance floor.
Fair enough.
Of a roller rink.
Seems so fun.
I want that for you.
So, anyways, that's one. Another one I have is, honestly, okay, a little more obscure, but I feel, like, reasonable. I want to own a chicken at some point in my life.
Ooh.
I want a fresh egg. I want a chicken. I want a chicken. My life goal is to honestly just live not off-grid, but basically off-grid. And I can just have chickens.
I love that.
So,
that's one of mine. One of my friends in high school had chickens. It was like part of her, like, Girl Scout something or another. I didn't really understand it, but she had chickens and it was for Girl Scouts. And I would go and visit them sometimes. Let's see. Okay, I don't actually have a bucket list, but hypothetically, if I did have a bucket list, these are the things that would be on it because there's just, like, things that I've always wanted to do. And honestly, a lot of these are, like, very similar, very much media related because, you know, that's why kind of why we're all here.
Yeah.
So one of them, okay, I would love to be an extra in a movie.
Yeah.
Literally, like, 2 seconds, I'd be like, there I am. I am in a movie. Like, then that's there forever. Like, I would be in that movie forever, and I think that would be so cool. Because, like, can I act? No. Like, can I do any of that stuff? No. But, like, to be an extra, you just have to, like, stand there.
Yeah. See, I want to work on movies, but that's so hard to even find a job. I could go on a whole tangent about that, but if I ever get there,
we'll be, like, in a studio.
I can get you.
Yes, that's another one of mine.
Yeah, the exaggerations, the clapping, the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will laugh for the laugh track. Imagine if your laugh is in the laugh track that they use. Like, that would just be the best thing, like, ever.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It is.
Okay, any other media-related ones?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Just you wait. Buckle up.
Oh, wait, okay, I think I only have one more. Okay, well, it's kind of media-related, but I want to meet a celebrity. I don't think I've ever met, like, a famous person.
Really?
I've met someone who's in a movie.
Okay.
He's on Broadway.
Honestly, though, I don't think I've ever met a celebrity.
He's a dancer.
Well, that's a lie. I met, like, niche musicians, like, small bands, but they, like, still go on tours.
Yeah.
I've met those people, but I guess not, like, Harry Styles, big, Taylor Swift, big.
Wait till we get to my bucket list.
Yeah, I just want to meet someone that's, like, pretty famous.
Yeah.
I just, like, then I can be like, oh, yeah, like, I met that person.
I used to want to work with famous people just because I thought, like, it was so fascinating to me how their world works.
Mm-hmm.
But then so many people say they're so mean that I'm like, eh. But I still feel like it would be fascinating to, like, work in some capacity. Not like I want to be famous, but, like, I just feel like it's so interesting how their world must work. People might think that's stupid, but I don't know. I was always fascinated.
Kind of an alternate universe. Yeah, universe, but like an alternate world.
Like entertainment news growing up, now I'm like, it was all fake and dramatized, but like dramatized, whatever. But now, even still, like I'm like,
Well, a lot of them like have never worked like a regular job, or like a lot of them, like especially those that started as children,
like Nepo
never
babies?
Went to like regular school, like didn't live life like
just think about the
way
twins with that one.
Yeah, yes. Oh, especially them, because they started, I mean they started being at Full House when they were like 1 year old or something.
In diapers.
Yeah, so like that's all they've ever known. Yeah. So they like have never known, like a lot of people like, you know, do theater and acting throughout high school and then they go out and pursue that, but some people don't have a choice, and that's just always like so interesting to me. Yeah. Is like
Jeanette McCurdy.
I was literally just about to say that.
I haven't read her book yet.
Like, no,
dude. What was your last media-related one?
That was all I had.
Oh, you wanted to meet a famous
person. I also had
meet
the president. I just want to
meet the president.
A president.
We know someone with like a White House press pass. That's crazy. He interviewed it. Didn't he interview Obama?
I think multiple.
I don't know if
president. No, Corey.
I think it was like
Corey. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Obama and then some other ones.
That's insane. And then he came back to school here. I love that for him. If I may, I have a few. Okay, not to sound sad, but I feel like growing up, I was always the jokester that I was like, I'm not going to live past the age of 30. So I feel like I was never like thinking of a bucket list. I had one on Pinterest. I should pull up my cringy old Pinterest. I thought about doing that, but I don't know if I want to expose myself that hard. I had a whole bucket list board, but I feel like there's so many things that I want to do or I say I'm gonna do, and then like now that I'm grown up and I haven't done them, I'm like, I'm so stupid, I've let young me down and I have an existential crisis about it. But I can give you some of the lighthearted ones. I have like the basic one. I would love to write a book eventually, whether it's like, I don't think I'd write it about me, but like fiction. I have written half a screenplay, which I feel like is an equivalent, so I'm like, maybe I'll just finish that. But that's definitely on there. I want to swim with sharks so bad. I've kissed a shark in Mexico on a travel study, but I want to swim with sharks. Even though it's kind of scary, I love sharks. Like a whale shark, I would love, because they don't like, they just take in like the algae and stuff in the water, but they're huge. They're like the size of a school bus, and I love them. Oh, I found the bucket list. But apart from that, I would love to meet a celebrity. I feel like that'd be so interesting. Once upon a time, I was like, I would love to interview either just like people I really admire in the music industry, because I love so many musicians and I just like genuinely want to have genuine conversations with them about their music.
Did you see Brittany Broski interviewing Hozier?
Yeah, well, I saw that she did. Like Brittany Broski, she's living life. She met Harry Styles. I want to interview Harry Styles at some point, but at the same time, I feel like I couldn't do it enough justice. Like I feel like I wouldn't be able to actually.
Did you watch that interview though with Brittany?
No, but I saw so clips. I saw that it was very cute. Do you know who Chicken Shop Date is? She has like my dream job. Oh, need to check her out. I love her. I'm trying to see if there's anything cringe. Ride a tandem bike is on the bucket
Let's
list.
Let's do it.
Aaron. Go zorbing.
Zorbing.
Zorbing. It's when you're it's when you're in the bubble thing.
And you like move, you like basically
oh,
you
move
in
the
water,
absorbing
bubble, and you like walk around.
I've done this one. Jump on a water trampoline.
Oh, check it off the bucket list.
Check it off the bucket list.
We're all gonna check everything off of our bucket list.
Oh my gosh, some of these are like niche, like geeky things.
I love that.
Walk through a drive-thru, that's so stupid.
Walk through a drive-thru? That was middle school era.
Be kissed on the top of a mountain. This is horrible.
I will kiss you on the top of the mountain.
We'll kiss a dolphin. Okay, I'll stop reading the cringy find my passion in life. I'll stop there.
Okay, but that one's kind of cute.
I'm kind of doing it right now. But
one of the items on my bucket list that I've already completed was attending a beer festival.
Ooh.
And so I went to Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Wisconsin, my hometown, and I basically went on a three-day bender, and it was so fun. My friends and I mean, we got to dance, and we got to try new beers, and we went to the parade and did a little day drinking. But it wasn't all sunshine and roses. I did some pretty stupid things, I will admit. And while I was intoxicated, I decided to take an edible. I'm so sorry, Macy's.
McClain!
And then we went to Chipotle, and I got so sick I had to leave the building. And I blew up a porta potty on the sidewalk outside of the subway.
Probably say not literally blew up a porta potty.
And I got so sick, in fact, that my friends called the bicycle paramedics to come check me out because they were worried.
I
And it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I was bawling so hard. And ever since then, I have not had a single beer. And it honestly makes me so nauseous to even look at beer. I can't do it. I haven't had a beer since. And so I can definitely say that I've done some stupid things while intoxicated. And I'm sure you both have too. So tell me your stories. What have you done under the influence?
Can I start this with sorry, Mom?
I'm so sorry, Mo.
That just reminded me, you're just going to be traumatized by beer. Gavin's traumatized by tequila. He can't, like, smell tequila. You're going to have a whiff of beer and just, like, oof. But I can go first since you guys were both with me on my worst story
yet. I was so hoping you would bring this up.
What else would I bring up?
It's on my list. It's in my
list. It's on your list?
Yeah, it's on my list because I was like, if she doesn't bring it up, I'm going
to
bring it up.
Well, I would like to say, growing up, I'm still pretty goody-two-shoes. Like, people made fun of me for it. I like to follow the rules. And something about me, I'm also, like, so anxious that I need control of everything. So the thought of, like, getting... not even like drunk, but like getting to a point where I didn't really have control, I was like, I can't do that. So until Angie corrupted me at the end of last school year, like I had been 21 for months at that point and never been to the bars.
Really?
Because I'm always the oldest in my friend group because my birthday's in October, so all my friends are younger, except for my roommates are a few days like behind, two of them, but that's okay. But I had like never really gone out, never had much to drink, and I'm like, I feel like I'm more of a homebody, but it's so hard to get drunk out. But anyway, Angie took me out, and ever since then, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so fun with the right group of people, especially in our college town, because drinks are cheap. And
oh, yeah. I love the Whitewater bars.
Cheap and too. Strong.
$9 yep. All you can drink.
Mm-hmm.
The pub. Shout out to the pub. Shout out to the pub.
Yeah.
You fill a half of a 32-ounce glass with vodka.
And now I'm, like, sad that I didn't live it up sooner because I'm like, I'm a senior. It's going to be gone soon. Anyway, so I just have to preface with that. I feel like, and at the time I was like, I'm just heavily tipsy. I had never really been drunk. And even now I feel like I don't get that drunk because I'm such a lightweight because I never drink. I just get, like, a little silly. And you just lean into it because it feels good. But one day, let me set the scene. So I had just started producing a new show. It was the first day. And I worked. It was not a good experience. I cried. It was a full 9-to-5 of stress. And so I didn't eat a lot, which isn't great. But when I'm anxious, I like can't stomach food. So I hadn't. And we had planned to go out. And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I can't drink lots because I haven't eaten lots. And they're like, well, maybe it's the best time to drink because you can forget the day you had. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we were like, no, just come out. Like, have fun. Yeah.
I was like, I won't have that many drinks. And still, I didn't have as many drinks as I normally do. But since I had no food in my stomach, they hit. So we went to what, the pub? It was the pub first. And we were with, like, your friends that I had, like, not met before. And then our one friend and coworker showed up who was completely sober because he was going to, like...
Shout out.
He was going to be with us for the night and, like, drive us home. So me and McLean, we were having a dandy old time. I feel like we were gone fast.
I
remember us dancing. I remember us... I don't even know. But I didn't do that. I can't say that. I took home a surprise with me.
I took home the chalk. The chalk is still on my desk.
Sorry. Admitting to thievery. Anyway, so we get good there, and then we go to Cheap Shots, which I don't think I had anything at Cheap Shots besides a shot that you bought.
Yeah.
And then we didn't stay there that long. We danced. So I'm like, okay, like usually a sober up there if I don't get a drink because I don't want to spend the money because cheap. And we were leaving there. We were going to go to Pumpers, which if you know anything about the geography is back past the pub and across the street. So I get a little mischievous when I've had a few drinks. I like to run away. I like to hit stuff. I like to take things. I'm a menace. That's it. So I see this styrofoam like carryout food container on the ground. And I look at it and I decide I am going to squash this container. So I go, I'm running up to it, and I lift my foot to just crush it.
You jumped.
Actually, wait. I think I kicked it first. And then, but it couldn't have been a jump because one of my feet was still on the ground. I think I like jumped to stomp because the thing was, the foot that I stomped on it with it completely slipped. The styrofoam was gone with my foot. And I fell. I, like, did the splits. I fell to the ground with my other knee. And I'm wearing the jeans right now. And they have a single rip in the knee.
I'm wearing my same jeans on the bed, too.
And all I hear, I, like, fall to the ground. And I immediately know my knee is so busted. Like, it's bleeding profusely. I immediately, like, I was sober enough to know that. And I, like, it was on the curb. So I, like, rolled over into the road. And my head's in the street. And all I hear is some random guy yell, "There goes an ACL." And all, it was literally like a movie scene. Because I look up and all, like, your friends that I don't know are one sober friend. And these two strangers are looking over me in a circle like you see on TV shows. And I'm like, I'm okay.
There was two very random men.
Yeah, there was two people I don't know.
So they were like, "Is she okay?"
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone.
She lays on the floor a lot.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, this is true. Everyone starts picking me up and I'm just yelling, "I'm a big girl, how are you getting me off the ground?" Because I was not even trying to get up.
That.
I did not want to be picked up because I was like, my knee is busted. And they wanted to make sure I didn't, like, tear an ACL because it wasn't, like, I basically did the splits. But I looked down on my knee and skin is gone. I was like, I just washed these jeans. I don't want them to get all bloody because, of course, the knee that hit the ground was the one with the rip in it. And so, yeah, sure enough, it was just so bloody. And we go to the next bar and they didn't have anything big enough to cover it. So McClane,
they brought the box of Band-Aids.
And he's
over.
Like, "This isn't going to work, yeah, man." And so McClane dabbed my wound with water and I just kept bleeding the rest of the night. And I remember falling on the dance floor at Pumpers too because it was slippery and I tried to do the moonwalk. But I fell on my butt. Like, I rolled. It was a graceful fall.
That same night?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
When I got home, I have a video. My pants were, like, my jeans were covered in blood. It was such a deep cut. And the next morning, I had to go.
I didn't realize how bad it was until the next day.
No, it was so bad.
Because I remember I was trying to clean it in Pumpers. Yeah. And they have the stupid strobe
lights. Strobe lights,
yeah. It's like, red, green, blue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time it would flash red, I couldn't see it. So I was, what am I doing? And I'm intoxicated at this point. So I'm, like, wobbly.
It was,
I'm like, it's fine.
It was deep. And, like, I don't know. I got disinfectant spray. It took, like, I think 5 weeks to fully heal, 4 or 5, because it was on the bend of my knee. So anytime it bent, it would, like, crack. And then anytime I would straighten it out, it would, like, wrinkle the thing. Like, it took forever. And I still have, I'll show you guys, I still have, like, a rips pants more.
Oh, no.
I have, don't look at my legs, but, like, I have a pretty scar that I think is going to be there for a while, which I don't love. But you know what? You live and you learn. And I remember Gavin was like, "But wouldn't you do it all again? Wasn't it so fun? Wouldn't you live the night over even if that happened?" And I was like, "No, this is awful. I hate this. I don't want this on my knee. No, like, I hate scabs."
That's a good story though.
So yeah, sorry that took so long, but that was what happened. I feel like that's the worst thing I've ever done. And I was so scared to tell my mom because I'm like, I'm 21 at this point, but I'm still. And she went to Whitewater and she's like, "Sorry, mom," but she was like, she's like, "Don't worry. I was drunk once running down Main Street and I completely face planted because she was racing with this stranger their feet got tangled up and they tripped and, like, yeah." So I don't know. But then I freaked out because my roommate's boyfriend fell on concrete in Whitewater and got staph infection.
Ooh,
and I was like, "I'm going to get infected." But yeah, that's that. I yield.
I was going to say, Angie, I still want to hear your story.
Oh, but sure.
I feel like you've got to have something good.
You have to have something, because she's been 21 the longest. Are you?
No. Aaron,
she's just a partier.
Really?
Just go to the bar.
Just Angie.
Angie's just more experienced.
Yeah. So after I turned 21, so my birthday's April 12th, so the month until the school year ends in the middle of May, I went a little crazy because I was like, "I'm 21, it's the end of the year, like, I can finally go to the bars." So I was there Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday of, like, basically every week.
And repeat.
It was bad. It was bad. I was showing up to work hungover, like, every day. Sorry to all my bosses who may be listening to this. But this year I've evolved. I only now go three times a week. No, now I only go twice, maybe three times a week. But usually I now go Thursday, take a break on Friday. You know, gotta gear back up. Yeah, rejuvenate for Saturday. So honestly, when I was thinking about this, I was like, I don't have any good stories. Like, I have some that are, like,
really?
Maybe, like, a little funny, but nothing like Aaron's.
Your day is coming.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you say that now. Wait till tonight.
Oh. It is Thursday night in Whitewater. But I think that the funniest thing that I've done while I was drunk is, so I live right across the street from McDonald's. And so I'm a frequent visitor of McDonald's.
I remember. Because you posted on your story and I laughed so hard.
Yes, yes. I'm a frequent visitor of McDonald's, particularly in the hours of 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. And so...
Frequent flyer.
Yeah. And it's like right there. So like if I'm going home, it's right there. If I'm already at my house, like it's right there, which is very convenient. Cannot eat it sober anymore. It's only a drug food now. But so I don't remember where we were, if we were at the bars or if we were just like at my house and we all went to McDonald's. And so I'm like, I really want some chicken nuggets. So I go and I order my chicken nuggets and I order my fries and I had a coupon for free fries. So the only thing I was paying for was these chicken nuggets. So I ordered six chicken nuggets and it's like $10. And I'm like, why are six chicken nuggets $10? I feel like this is way too expensive, but I am so drunk. I'm like, I don't even care. I just need chicken nuggets right now. So I go and I place my order and I go up to the front and I wait for my order and I get the bag and there are three boxes six chicken nuggets in there.
You ordered 18 nuggets.
I ordered 18 chicken nuggets, which I have no idea how I did that. Yeah, because I was like, what? I was like, inflation's crazy. Six chicken nuggets for $10. But I was like, you know what? Like, what else am I going to eat? Like, this is my only option. I'm starving. I really want chicken nuggets. So then I was very surprised. And I ended up putting them in the fridge. And I had, like, the other two boxes later. And McDonald's chicken nuggets in the air fryer, after they've been in the fridge for a little bit, are so good. They are better than they are, like, originally.
My controversial opinion is I can't eat McDonald's chicken nuggets because it grosses me out.
Is it just like a what's in it thing?
Yeah.
They're very fake.
Yeah.
I have to be, like, in the right mood, which is usually when I'm drunk.
That's fair. That's great.
But, I mean, I've had a couple other, like, things. Like, I like to lay down, face down on the floor a lot when I'm drunk. Aaron likes to lay in the middle of the street. I'm not that adventurous.
I've never laid down when I'm drunk. Well, I mean, I head when I'm trying to go to the bathroom. The hardest thing you could do while intoxicated is use the bathroom. And I stand by that.
Once you're down on that toilet, especially how do you in those
the other time,
tiny stalls the and other, the pub.
Yeah,
and
the other
like
week
that.
When we went and we were at the pub, my fly was down and some girl in the bathroom told me and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh. And I knew her, but not that well, which made it worse. I was like, thank you. She's like, your fly's down. I was like, oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about you, McLean?
Well, we've all done some pretty stupid things under the influence. We're about to do something stupid, but completely sober, because we have to end the episode now, and honestly, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But I had such a fun time. Thank you, Angie, and thank you, Aaron, again, for telling me your Roman empires, your uncommon bucket list items, and, of course, your dumb intoxication stories. And while nobody really cares what we have to say, I certainly do, and I always have fun talking to you both. Now this episode is officially over, but join us next time for another episode because we have a lot more topics to discuss that truly nobody really cares about. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.